The story is still continuing on with Oki James's story. The early people making its world. This is a story that we all should be interested in for the coming past year. It is a late story that the man that has ever been known for the past time of Navajo days. And here is the story of Oki James' story. We'll be keeping, continue on until it is finished. This is tape 10. A buffalo calf that has just made it far and cut up the meat when the image came over the top of the hill. They went on and horse after horse dropped it down and galloped away. They had very few horses when they finally reached the reservation. After that, they seek out often to the Comanche camp. The 400 soldiers, mostly on duty at the fort, would not stop them. Sometime they brought back a few horses to make up for the herd they have lost in the fighting years. Sometimes they lost their way on the plains, and where and were transported by the manege, which disappeared before them on every side. Many brave wild deeds were done, but these did not help the Navajos towards the new life. The crop fails again and again. The government sent blankets and bundles of materials of clothes. Men and women began to appear in gray army blankets instead of black and white, striped at one of their own weaving. Still, they kept their costumes as early in the old type as they would. Perhaps this make them feel less homesick. Some have said that the Navajo adopted their pleasure dressed at Fort Summers. But old people disagree. They had a need and thread. No sapiens has as they wear at the present time. No Valentine, the government sent, figured Colcom and the people made this up as best they would. Men made their own torsion in the loss. Mexican type slips to the knee. They would put out a thread from the clothes. Stuffing the end with pinion gums. The punch hole in the colossals with the owl made the bird boom. Then they slip the thread through without any needle. Some of the women, especially if they had been slaves of a Mexican, knew how to get calicos into a simple shirt. Others had never worn anything but blanket dress of two strings edge woolen stripes fastened on the shoulder and tied around the waist with a dash. They cut calico into stripes with a knife and used it in the same way, or they made a hole in the midst of a long stripe, stuck their head through and wear it like a poncho. There have been traditions about how Navajo women learned to wear modern shirts at Fort Summers. Yet, at this tiny outpost in the plains, they had little chance to see women's clothes. They live in their own dugout, miles from the fort, and the only whites they saw from day to day were a few blue coat soldiers. Whether the woman would sew or not, they would weave. This was their profession, and they kept it up month after month. Even then, the men grew discouraged and were forced to plant anymore. Only a few of them had sheep, so there was very little wool to use. They made the blanket rapid and cost Yaquis strange, the kind they had used to clothing when they first came to the Southwest. Blankets were woven with this warped in the in a plummet of black and white stripes. A few women, however, were lucky. Army officers at the fort and elsewhere in New Mexico had heard of a fine Navajo weaving, and they were willing to finish yards of blanket, fine, soft German town yarn was now beginning brought across the plains. The officer brought all the lovely color he chose or thought brought this wife would like, a gift of skin to the Navajos for weaving. Women use their own ideas of pattern, and some beautiful creature came out of this sad time. In 1867, 3 years after the Navajo had came to Fort, They plant no grain. This new crop would be ruined like that. Other says the government was inquiry discouraged for the Navajo state at Fort Summers. That cost almost $10 million. This was much for these days, as $50 million a day. Some time had to be done. General Sherman, a noted commander of the Civil War, was sent out to investigate. The Navajo still tell how the canoe of the fort began to shoot far in central, and how even how seven courage came fast across the plain. There was a meeting when the chief were called in. The people stood outside the Dobie office building, kept back by soldiers. They did not mean that the general with brown beards and big inquiry was considering whether the Navajo should be sent to Oklahoma. The land was better. The people thought and the Navajos would be farther from trouble. The meeting went on all day, and finally the general urged the people ran to him, pulling, mailing, says Charlie Mitchell. Man and woman gathered, embraced him, and pulled it on him, paidly. My father, my mother, sent us back to our own country. Go slowly, says the general. One is pitted on you. Indeed, I will help you. It took time, but at least a paper came from Washington. Brought by another official. Again, the old men were called in, and a plain proposal was put to them. There was to be no more fighting, no more stealing of stock. Children were to go to school. The Navajos were to become a new kind of people. It is well, says Barrasito, who was the speaker that day. All the Navajo agreed. Relatives, they told each other, hasn't the knowledge